So we enter into the next phase of Hilchos Mezuzah, starting this past week, Resh Pei Vav, moving from how you put mezuzah to whether or not you're chayav mezuzah. You saw the Rambam organizes in the beginning of the sixth parak. The first halacha in the sixth parak, he gives you the asara tanan, or the 10 conditions that a space needs to have in order to be chayav mezuzah. It's sort of a good framework for thinking as you work through Resh Pei Vav, Resh Pei Zayin. It's a good framework for thinking. He talks about the 10 conditions essentially break down into structural details of the door, how the doorway is constructed. And then there are structural details in terms of the room. Specifically, there are four. He has four conditions for the door. There's two conditions for the structure of the room. Rama talks about the minimum size, dalal amos or dalal amos, as well as having a roof. And then finally, four conditions in terms of the use of the room, the dira of the room. And the sugya and yuma is focused primarily on the dira of the room. We get back to Menachos, we'll get more into the structural issues of how the door is constructed, how the room is constructed. We'll see that in Menachos, we'll see that in Sukkah. The sugya and yuma is built around brises that are really focused on the dira of the room. That's what we'll be unpacking over the next couple of weeks. What's the sort of dira that's mechayev in mezuzah? So the brisa that goes from yudal from alf to yudal from beis is really sort of the axis, the spine of that whole discussion. Because the brisa was one after another after another. Beisecha means your house, not in the sense, at least for that brisa, not in the sense of owning a house, but in the sense of that it's a house that you use, the house you have dira. And what type of dira is the brisa? Says it's this type of dira and that type of dira. And that's where we're going to be jumping into. It should be noted, there are conditions that the Rambam doesn't list, that other poskim do list, at least three, which we will be seeing as we work our way through Resh Pei Vav. One in terms of the essence of that, the use, or the essence, not use, but the essence of the house. One issue is a question of ownership. There is a machlokas which will be seen inside, and we'll be referencing already, perhaps even today. There is a machlokas harishonim, and it's ready, a machlokas in Balei Tosfos, whether beisecha also, in addition to beisecha mean the house that you use, does also mean literally the house that you own. Tosfos points out, it says beisecha in Chumash twice, because Mechsatzim was beisecha v'sharecha appears both in Vazcham and Parshat Shema, as well as in Eikah and the Parshat Mayim Shemoah. Maybe one of them means the house that you use, they have to have the right type of dira, and the other one means literally your house, the house that shalacha that you own. So that's a machlokas harishonim, whether, what we'll get to later on, is a rented mezuzah in a rental home, is that the chiyuv d'oraisa or chiyuv d'rabbanan? If you say there's no need for ownership, so then I live there, done, chayiv. If you say you have to, beisecha also sense of having to own it, so then minat Torah and pater in a rental home, chayiv d'rabbanan, we'll get to that. And then there are the two other issues in terms of the in terms of how the other two issues that come up the Rambam doesn't mention in terms of the structure, in terms of the doorway, both in terms of sort of the structure of the doorway. We'll see about Yimina Knisa in terms of how it's built, as well as we'll see some Rishon we'll talk about based on the Gemaras, thinking about how the doorway is used. The doorway is minimally used, not so much asu the Knisa. It's not used that much, so it may not be chayav at all. So the Rambam's list may not be complete b'halacha, but it certainly gives us a good framework for thinking just about, you know, the two major categories of thought are the room and the doorway, and structure of both the room and the doorway, as well as the usage, the function of the room. I believe the Meiri gives us that breakdown.
And the Rambam also has something that also we shouldn't know.
Which is the door.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. So if you put there the full list of all the possible tanaim, you probably get to at least 13. But the Rambam is trying to give us a good framework, and then as we work through, because I have to take a look at the Rambam from time to time, and as we work through Resh Pei Vav the next couple of weeks, you see, okay, now I understand that, and sort of slowly the pieces that we're learning fit into place. But before you even get to the question of Dira, the sugya, you could start the sugya earlier from Daf Yud, but sort of the sugya really gets rolling with the Tana Rabban, the first Tana Rabban, and sort of time you have a brace that's really getting a discussion started, Meirosh. So that's the brace on top Yud Alf of Vish Arecha. And the brace says, the Torah could have said, Uchsav to Mezuz Beisacha. Done. Mezuz Beisacha. Mezuz is a doorway. It's part of the doorway of the house. Let's do Visharecha. So the Brisa says, that tells us that we're including not only houses, but even things beyond houses. Even a shar into some sort of space which contains houses. A shar into a chatzar that contains a series of houses. A courtyard, or a shower into a city, or a shower into a medina. I don't know if Rashi is referring to the Great Wall of China or not. He describes a country further to the east that has a wall around many, many, many miles. And Rashi stresses that's the way in. And yotzin mimena ela derech sha'arim. That's the way in and out. Not just that you have a decorative wall in front with a doorway, but it doesn't really do anything. I mean, this is actually a functional door. This is the way into this space. So then you go, maybe there are several doorways into the space, but it's really a walled space. It doesn't have a roof, but it's a walled space, and it has a door or multiple doorways. So those doorways are chayiv in mezuzah, and that's the first thing that appears in the siman in Reish Pei Vav at the beginning. So if Aleph Eilam Makom Shechayiv in mezuzah, a long list. The Shulchan Aruch draws from a number of different braises on Daf Yud Aleph, but begins with the top braise. Echad Shari Batim, Shari Chatzeros, Medinos, Ve'ayeros. So before you even get to the rest, so what do you make of this? So the Rosh already raises the question, because I have to take a look inside, and when you have a chance, the Rosh raises the question, one second. But one of the basic rules on the Rambam's list, we just mentioned before, we talk about the structural requirements of the room. One of them is the size, maybe the size and shape. The other one is you gotta have a roof. A chutzner doesn't have a roof. A city doesn't have a roof. A country, so it's not, the entire country is under a dome. Obviously not. So why you chayiv? Well, we're chayiv because the brisa says so. No, because brisa darshan from a pasuk. So what's the nature of zeir sakasin? The brisa says you're chayiv in a chutzner. So then that it doesn't approve that a house. A bais does not have to be roofed in order to be chayiv, but that is a din that's based on a gemara menachas. We'll get to later in the siman. So the Rosh is trying to make sense. How do you square that gemara menachas with this braisa in Yuma? So there's the machlokas, and we showed him how to answer that question. The Rosh has one approach, and then the Rabbeinu Manoach has the other approach. Rabbi Menoch was quoted by one of the notes that came at the bottom of the Rosh. Two ways to think about it. So one way to think about it is
the Rosh of Rabbi Menoch.
I'll give you the Rosh first. Let's go to Rabbi Menoch first. Rabbi Menoch says, you're right, a house does have to have, you only chayiv if you have a roof. So why are you chayiv in the chatzar? So he says, no, you know why you're chayiv in the chatzar? The chatzar isn't the space which is chayiv mezuzah, it doesn't have a roof. But you have to put a mezuzah on the shari chatzaris and the shari ayaris. Why are you putting a mezuzah on the gates of the old city of Yerushalayim? Not because the streets are chayiv, Rabbi Menoch says. No, of course the streets are patur because it has no roof. But the houses inside Yerushalayim are chayiv. There are loads of houses in Yerushalayim that have beautiful roofs. So what the braisa is being mechadesh is not only is the door directly into the room, the door directly into the house chayiv mezuzah, even a non-adjacent door can be chayiv as well. Bisharecha, according to Ben Manoach, and this is, we'll see when we get to the sugya of Beis Shar, this is also a larger Sfardi opinion of the Rif of the Rambam, that you could be, if this is the gate to get, you can have, if this is the doorway to get ultimately to that room which is chayiv, so you're chayiv here too. It's a non-adjacent, let's say you have a hallway, we'll get to Beishar, if you have a hallway, I have a hallway, and then the hallway leads to a room at the end, a dead end room. So we assume that you're going to have, we put a mezuzah on the at the beginning of the doorway into the hallway also. The doorway into a stairwell. What stairwell? Is any deer in the stairwell? Hopefully not. People eat in the stairwell. They sleep in the stairwell. They hang out. Maybe sometimes people hang out in the stairwell. The deer in the stairwell. They have a hallway. No one does anything in the hallway. You just get to the next place. So Beit Menach says, and again, the Rif, the Rambam say a different, so you get the same type of idea, that, that no, but this you're not, the hallway isn't the room which is Chayav Mezuzah, but the room at the end is, the living room, the dining room, the bedroom, whatever it is. So there are two doorways leading to the bedroom. There's the doorway from the hallway to the bedroom, and the doorway leading into the hallway. It's a Pesach, it's maybe Lidei Habayis. That's the approach, that's the Sephardi approach. And then it appears that, quote, in the bottom of the, in the notes that came in the bottom of the Rosh, quote, yeah, Rabbi Nachman's answer to this, Bisharecha, your Chai, and that's what we learned from Bisharecha, that a non-adjacent doorway is also Chai B'mezuzim. The Rosh himself gives a different answer. The Rosh himself says, no. It's not pshat that I'm chayiv on the gateways to Yerushalayim because these are indirect doorways into the homes. And by the way, that does accord well with that Rashi. As this is the way to get into the Medina is only through these doorways. Right? So that's Rashi says no. The outdoor space itself is chayiv mezuzah. The chatzar is chayiv mezuzah. The city is chayiv mezuzah. City has walls chayiv mezuzah. The streets. The city, Chayav Mezuzah, the Medina. So, but what do you mean? It has no roof. It's very nice. People spend time in the park, and people picnic in the park. It's lovely, but it has no roof. So, what do you mean? So, the Rosh says that you're right. It has no roof. But when the Gemara Menachos requires a roof, that's only when it's abnormal to have that type of room without a roof. You have a bedroom with no roof. That's not a typical bedroom. You have a living room with no roof. That's a lot. But the sorts of things that you do in a kitchen, the sorts of things that you do in a bedroom, so those are typically with a roof. So the room has been reduced by being roofless. But the sorts of things you do in a backyard, go on push your kids on the swing, play ball, use the fire pit, whatever you do in the backyard. And you sit around on a warm day and have a picnic. So those things are meant to be, yards are meant to be used rooflessly. So the Rosh says, he says, chazi l'milse. That's normal. If it's normal for this sort of space to work without a roof, so then there's no need for the roof. In other words, you have a double machlokas. Each Rishon is giving a chiddush. Rabbi Menachos' chiddush was that I could talk about non-adjacent doorways. That this door might be chayav because it ultimately leads you to that bias. The Rosh says that he doesn't accept that. He accepts that he has a different chiddush, which is that the requirement of having a roof is not an absolute requirement. It's only insofar as that's typical. But if it's typical to have to be roofless, then you can be chayav without a roof. It's gonna come up, and we'll get to this later in Teresh Pevav. We'll see that this I machlokas about the machlokas over whether Pesach Hamevi Lidei Habayis, the indirect non-adjacent door to the house, but it's hard for not that I mentioned that's gonna come up later. Machlokas Tosis versus Rif and Rama by Beishar, and the machlokas over the Rosh's Kiddush, with Chazi Lemilse. Do I say that the need for a roof is not absolute? That's going to come up for other things too, other structural requirements. The other structural requirement of a room is size, so that if you live in Washington Heights, it is absolutely typical to have a kitchen which is less than dollar al dollar. As a matter of fact, it's unusual, certainly this side of the Heights, to have a kitchen which is dollar al dollar. And this is the way it goes. Certainly, we'll get to the details of dollar al dollar later on, right. But certainly if you think dollar al dollar means not just 16, size of 16 square amas, but the shape, you can actually, 4 amas long, 4 amas wide, you'd be hard-pressed to find a kitchen in a Washington Heights apartment where from counter to counter, you have 4 amas.
You need counter to counter? What?
They're non-movable counters. Talk about that. Yeah. So the question is, so what does that mean? So we'll see Achronim argue over this same machlokas Rosh Rabbeinu Menachos,
The Rosh Menach are arguing about the roof. The Siachron are arguing about Dal Dal also. She just say, look, the kitchen is butter. It's not Dal Dal, it's butter. Right. Very nice, it's a beautiful kitchen, but it's potter from mezuzah because it doesn't match the rules. And others say, no, what do you mean? If in this area it's normal for kitchens to be so small, to go ahead. It's not normal even in Washington apartments for a bedroom to be less than Dal Dal. It's not typical for a living room to be less than Dal Dal. So if you have such a super narrow bedroom or living room, so then tell you dichnish. But a kitchen, if that's typical in this society or micro society, it's fine. If you go to a different area, a different town, where the kitchens are much more spacious, maybe a place where there are houses rather than apartments, more so many apartments, so then the kitchen does have to be Dal Dal. So this again, these are two fascinating issues on the table right away in terms of just reading the opening lines of Yirah from Aleph. One of two ideas comes to the fore. Either we can define Pesach Haba. Bisharecha is teaching me to think of Pesach Habayis in a more fluid way. Doesn't have to be, the door doesn't have to be directly adjacent to the room. There can be multiple layers of doors, all which lead to the, as the Rambam talks about, you have a whole series of hallways that ultimately get you to the room you're trying to get to, all chayv. Or the other idea, which the Rush is putting forward, that maybe some of the structural criteria of the room are not absolute. These structural criteria are needed if that's normal. Just to explain, whereas, let's say, if I paint my room in a strange color, no one in this town has purple walls. No one has purple walls. I decide I'm going to have purple walls. I'm going to have lime green walls. No one in this state has lime green walls. Now, I have lime green walls, so that's pretty strange. Yeah, but that doesn't make you putter from mezuzah. Whether it's normal or strange, color of the walls is irrelevant. But what we're saying, according to Rush, we're saying, but size is potentially relevant. Having a roof is potentially relevant. But you have to still see if it's abnormal to have no roof, then you're putter. If it's abnormal to have lime green walls, it's chayiv, but abnormal to have roof, then you're putter with no roof. Abnormal to be so small, then you're putter with so small. So those are, again, sort of the opening issues, and we'll see these coming up. We'll see these coming up more over the course of the simon. Yeah.
Does that idea of the roof apply to structural issues with the door as well as just the room?
We could keep our eyes open, and that's going to come more Reish Pei Zayin. I don't think so. And as if it's normal to have no patsimim, I don't think anyone says. I think that the doorway is assumed to be more fixed. But the structure of the room, there's more room to maneuver, potentially. Yeah.
Does normal mean roof people are doing it, or if it would be like so standing out if you have a kitchen that's greater than 4x4 almost?
The Russian language is chazul milsei. This is appropriate for that function. I don't know if you have to have roof people, but certainly I would think it needs to be at least something. It has to be done. I don't know if that's that most people have, but it's 30% to 20% of kitchens. If it's a common thing, the Rush uses common elsewhere into the Maris Ayin, but that's what I would guess means here. If it's yeah. Because it could be ro'i, Chazal Misa is ro'i l'dvaro. It could be ro'i even if most people aren't doing it. But if it's really unusual, if it's pretty rare, once right, maybe it has to do with Nira Matzah. Once it's right below 10%, then it's so rare that that's abnormal. Maybe even a lower threshold, I'm not sure. So that's in the litany, in the list of items that Shulchan Aruch puts into Sefalov, so the first few are the ideas that we learn from Bisharecha, the Shari Batim, Shari Chatzeris, and so forth, Shari Medina, Shari Ayaris. And the next list, the next few items are the questions of storage space. Refez Bakar, Lulin, Otsur Siayin, Vishavin. That we're going to get to in greater detail Sif Beis, so maybe we should wait until we get to Sif Beis. That's the question of storage space. And then the third, then after that, comes Beis HaIsha, Beis HaShutvim. They say Isha Beis HaShutvim. There are those that are Chayavim that we saw. They said the Gemara derives that from Sukkim. But the Ramah then says, well, let's talk a little bit more about Shutvas.
And this also, this issue of Shutfus also, they go back to the very next piece of Gemara that we're up to. We started by talking about the Bisharecha. What's that core din d'oraisa that we're learning from Bisharecha? What's the nature of the din? What's the nature of the Gzeiras HaKasur that the Shaar Chatzer is chayev? The very next issue that the Gemara gets into, you saw the Gemara, the Abuli de Mechuza. The gateways into Mechuza, how come there's no mezuzah? And ultimately the Gemara says, Sakana. Ultimately, the Gemara says Sakana. So that's the question: what's going on here? The Beis Hashutfim is Chayev. Ramah says the Davka Kishe Beis Hashutfim Yisraelim. Yes, the Gemara does say that a house that's owned by multiple owners is Chayev, but that's when all the owners are Jewish. Any one of these owners, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, together own property. Let's say you have fellows who are partners in a law firm, or partners in a locksmithing firm, whatever it is. It could be blue collar, white collar, doesn't matter. Jews have happily, effectively earned their living in both, with Yir Shamayim and with Kiddush Hashem, whatever it is. So you have three guys are partners in a business, and they own or rent property for their business. So, or three guys are roommates, and they're together renting an apartment. So any one of them would have been, if he had it alone, would be Chayiv Mezuzah. So all three of them together also Chayiv Mezuzah. The Rabbi says, yeah, all of them are Jewish, fine. But how about if it's a mix? Dafka Yisrael from Yisrael. Avobai Shal Yisrael, the